All right, go ahead.
Is it rolling now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, guys. Welcome back to No Filter Podcast.
You might want to speak up.
What?
You might want to speak up a little bit.
I'm talking normal.
All right. Well, I mean, you...
Okay, start it over, because now this is all messed up. All
right, let's just go start. Boom.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to No Filter Podcast. I'm Brittany, and of course, I'm here with the incompetent Antoine.
Why am I incompetent?
I'm just joking.
It's for...
Because you was tripping about how we started this.
No, I was asking you a question. I'm mad because I should have recorded all... I should have been recording all of that.
No, actually, you shouldn't, because it was messed up. You never told me you were recording.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I said, come on, let's go, or come on, like, a few times. I said it, like, three times.
Anyways, how was your week?
It's only Tuesday. It's cool, though.
Okay. Everything's going well.
No, other than today. Today was an utter piece of shit this morning.
What happened? Explain.
First, you want to start from step one?
Yeah.
Okay, step one. Last week, they canceled a doctor's appointment on Thursday for London at 7:30 in the morning at around 6:40 when I was getting ready to go. I was like, oh, thanks. So then they rescheduled.
You didn't leave the house.
So they rescheduled it today. You said you was going to take London to the appointment today. I just had to take Jordan on the bus. So as I spent 15 minutes trying to wake you up and you just didn't move at all.
Well, I had forgot about it. If I had it in my mind that I had a doctor's appointment, I would have got up.
Anyway, you didn't even acknowledge that I was touching you to wake you up. Like, I was shaking you. I was pulling your leg. You just didn't move.
I was asleep.
Or make a noise or nothing. I'm like, bro, you bullshit.
I was tired.
Whatever. You was bullshit like a motherfucker. No, anyway, you were supposed to take...
I didn't feel anything.
Okay. But anyway, you were supposed to take her. So then, as like it's almost time to go out the door, I heard you running up, getting in the shower, saying, "I'm sorry, I can't go." I'm like,
"Cause I realized,
I was like,
oh,
stop.
Shit, I have a doctor's appointment today." So I was like,
"I'm thinking in my head, stop it. You just trying to make it look good, cause you know I'm about to go."
No, I didn't. I really didn't know. I was trying to get ready. But honestly, either way, I would have had to stay anyways because I would have had to do Jordan's hair for school. And you wouldn't have been able to do that. So.
Okay, anyway. That's besides the point. So, as you do.
So you were sitting in your head, she is trying to make it look good.
Yeah, I know.
Why didn't you just say that?
I wasn't. I was thinking in my head, like, she know damn well she's not about to make it. Like, I'm about to get it.
Leaked. I could have made it if I tried.
No, you could. Because, anyway, I ended up leaving. Oh, it was super backed up. You know that they turned that into one lane now going to the exit after Kimberly, which is stupid.
I know, they didn't do that.
Which is so stupid. And, like, I couldn't even get over, like, because it was literally backed up until almost the freeway, the freeway entrance.
I know, like, that happened the last couple times I tried to go to an appointment.
So, actually, what I did was I just went to the west side, got off on Frederick, and went around and got back on Viola.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
And it wasn't, like, no traffic at all. Because it literally took you the exact same way.
Yeah.
So that worked out. You had an appointment at 7:30. Then we had another appointment at 8:30. So, as we took forever, like, to wait, I had to deal with this Karen bitch. We had to deal with this Karen bitch that didn't refuse to put on a mask. What's in the hospital. That? In the hospital, among places. Like, even the other people will say, at least we'll be in the hospital. Like, this is it's a hospital. Like, yeah, I don't agree. But, you know, all the other melanin deficient people were saying, comparing the situation. Like, yeah, in the hospital, why would you think in the hospital you wouldn't have to wear a mask, blah, blah, blah. So they called the cops on her, and they expedited her hospital stay. Like, they hurried up and got her to the back. And shit, so she wouldn't have to be around people.
A doctor's visit, not hospital stay.
Hospital stay, doctor's visit, it still is bullshit. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, so everybody else is just sitting here.
She got seen. I would have kicked her out.
Everybody just sitting here waiting, like, and they wait forever. Like I said, the appointment was at 8:30. We didn't go back until about like 10 till 9. It was just bullshit. And then we were sitting back there for the doctor forever. And of course, when the doctor come in, basically, he like, I'm a little confused. Like, why are you guys here? I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I seen you like a month ago. She's like, yeah, I mean, you should have seen audiology. Last week, we approved you for the new hearing aid. And they checked my daughter's ears like they're supposed to. He was like, you're not supposed to see us again until next year. We seen you a month ago. So I just wasted my time. Again. That's basically pretty much what it was. It was just stupid.
I mean, but it all worked out.
So, okay. It didn't. Like, it was just a waste of time. What you mean it all worked out? I wasted the whole morning.
It all worked out. You got your doctor's note. You went to work. Everybody went to school. It's fine.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I guess if that's what you want to call it.
Thank you for that, sharing that with us. So, this week we are doing a...
What?
Shoot the shit episode, which basically means there's no structure. Well, sort of. But there's... I feel like we're still going to do, like...
We didn't actually...
Okay, our same structure, but...
Basically, we didn't really just put a game plan. Like,
she did. Yeah. Usually, we do a game plan and, you know, print out papers and all that. We're not doing that today. Today, we're just kind of talking.
Yeah, so basically, what she said is this might not even go up.
May not. I have to see how I feel about it.
Hey, anyway.
My week was okay. I don't really have a cool story like yours.
That wasn't a cool story. That was a disaster.
Work's been good.
Speaking of work, like, you had me, I went to your new job. I'm sitting there like, this motherfucker don't look like a hospital. It's like a hotel.
I told you it was nice as hell. I told you it was real nice.
It looked like a 5-star hotel. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's really nice in there.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, for a second, I thought the security was, like, holding the elevator. Like, I'm sitting there, like, I'm thinking they, like, the elevator. Like, y'all had a doorman and an elevator guy. Like, what the fuck? But, no, they was just going up like I was going up.
Yeah, it's really nice. So, anything in media you want to talk about that happened recently?
Yeah, what about the doofus that got his ass beat by Mike Tyson on the airplane?
I have no idea. I didn't hear about this.
You didn't see the video?
I did not.
Because basically it seemed like they was just cool, like they was kicking it, and he was talking to him. And it was just a normal conversation. Mike Tyson was actually being like the... If you listen to his podcast, listen to him lately, like he's a completely different motherfucker. Like, mm-hmm. But anyway, long story short, I guess he was getting a little bit too crazy and getting touchy. Because I guess he was drunk and shit. And he told him, like, hey, you know, chill out. You cool. You need to mellow out. Supposedly he gave him some mushrooms on the plane. First of all, how does nigga get mushrooms in the plane?
Wait, who gave mushrooms?
Tyson gave the dude mushrooms to mellow out because he was too light. So, honestly, I guess he took like a piece of a mushroom or whatever. And I know damn well the mushrooms take. Mushrooms take a minute to kick in. Mm-hmm. This was like less than 2 minutes. He started getting too touchy and he ended up like hitting him with a water bottle.
He hit Mike Tyson with a water bottle?
Yeah, with a bottle of water. Shit. So you know what happened here. He turned around and beat the shit out of him. Luckily, and I'm like, if they was in the same row, Mike Tyson was a row in front of him. If he was in the same row, or if he was next to him, I believe he might have killed that man. Because he was right there.
Why would he give him mushrooms like random? He don't know who this person is.
Well, that's what somebody said in the video. But, that like, mushrooms are going to take a minute to kick in. Like, you know, like how you take an edible.
Yeah, but my thing is, mushrooms is not just like a regular, like, recreational drug. It's like you gotta you have to plan out taking mushrooms. From what, like, the videos I saw, like, if you're gonna take mushrooms, you have to be at home, you have to be around friends or family, you have to, if you're going through some stuff, you shouldn't take them. If you know, if you mentally ill or like you mentally going through some shit, you shouldn't take them. So, and then also it's different strands of mushrooms. Like, you can't just, hey, here, that's like giving somebody edible. And even then, you don't know this person enough to give them an edible or to give them a mushroom. You don't know what the reaction is going to be. And like you said, he probably was going through some shit and saw some weird shit, like,
but I know
hallucinating and beat and hit him with a water bottle.
I know damn well that they didn't kick in yet. It was like,
and he was drunk on top of that. You don't know that.
If I gave you an edible right now, 2 minutes from now, you're not going to feel it.
You don't know. He probably didn't eat that day. What if he hadn't had anything to eat? You never know. You don't know. What do you have to do with it? Either way. Either way, he shouldn't have gave it to him, I feel like. And even if that wasn't even the cause of him getting hit, I wouldn't have. He don't know this person. You don't know how they're going to react. They were on a plane. Like, what if they would have had to land the plane? Did they have to land the plane because he was beating his ass?
No. Actually, nobody even fucked with him. Like, they just turned around and they just kept on going.
Yeah, because nobody else want their ass beat. Of course. Just imagine how those punches hurted that man.
You just imagine, bro.
Anyways, I guess. But
What else you got going on? What else did you hear or see?
So I did. I screenshot a couple of things.
Oh, wow.
But I do want to read something that I did see.
Let's go.
Well, let me find it first. Oh, okay. So this rapper. I didn't get his name.
Okay.
I screenshot it, but it cut out his name. So this rapper got hooks implanted into his head, right?
Oh,
I'm not done.
I'm sorry.
He got hooks implanted in his head, and then from there he uses gold chains and gold, like, diamond necklaces as hair. He claims he's the first rapper in human history to rock assortment of gold chains as hair, hanging from hooks he surgically implanted into his scalp. You know who this is?
I don't know who it is, but I've seen it.
My thing is, you're the first rapper, but a lot of people, I asked like at least 6 people, and it might be because we're old, we're older, we're like auntie, uncle age, and we don't know who this rapper is.
I don't think nobody knows who that is.
But you're the first rapper to get hooks implanted in your head. How about getting your numbers up so people know who you are? Because we're all like, who is this person?
Exactly, bro.
But that's kind of like old dude who got the pink diamond implanted in his forehead.
Well, actually, no. You can't compare him to him.
Well, I know. I'm not comparing, but I'm comparing the stupidity of the action. Because he got that pink diamond implanted in his forehead. He was having issues. Like, he was, like, passing out and shit. So he had to get it taken out.
That was just stupid.
My thing is, this guy who put the hooks in his head, what's going to happen when somebody rob your ass? Somebody's going to snatch that hair, quote unquote, out of your head. That's going to hurt. Just imagine how bad that's gonna fucking hurt.
I don't wanna imagine.
You're gonna get snatched. That's just what it is. Gold as hair, gold and diamond, and then in this picture is diamonds in there too. Man. So it's like, and you know, it's not a bad hairstyle. I would do it for like a video shoot or like a magazine shoot or something, but like every day, no.
I agree.
Did you see the picture?
Yeah, like that just looks like, I don't know.
It looks like hair.
No, it doesn't. It looks like something. He has gold chains.
It looks like dreads.
No, it doesn't.
But gold chains. I would just use this idea as like a video shoot idea, not real life. But you know, I don't know. Anything else you got for media?
Not that, for some reason I can't think of nothing. Like, what's been going on?
Okay, I got another one. So, you know, never mind, I'm not gonna read that one.
What? There you go, being corny again.
Alright, listen to this. Alright, So this is kind of like a letter that I filed in the shade room.
Okay.
It says, I asked this woman I've been talking to for a minute for $100. Mm-hmm. I get a, what do you need it for? When will I get it back? A whole bunch of questions. I planned a trip for us to the mountains in Colorado for 4 days. Hotel costs $200 per night. Whitewater rafting is $150 per person. Zip lining, $125 per person. Hot air balloon, $250 per person. SUV rental, $80 a day. Not to mention food costs. I have all this covered. Just canceled everything and got my deposit back. I didn't need the $100. I was just seeing what type of response I would get if I asked for it. I didn't ask when do I get my money back when I was planning this vacation and handling my business. People don't think long term. Test failed. What do you think about that?
Good idea, bad execution.
Yeah, I don't...
It was a horrible execution. Like, did she know she was going on
the trip? No, he said he planned it. It was a surprise. Wait, did he say that?
Yeah, like, it was. It's just a horrible execution. Like, you could have thought of a better method for a test. Because that was just stupid.
Yeah, because it's like, she doesn't know that you're doing this. I feel like if she knew you were doing this type of thing for her, she wouldn't budge about the $100.
She would have reacted differently.
But if y'all been talking to each other for a minute and you bust out and ask for some money, of course they're gonna be like, yeah, I'll give it to you, but what do you need it for and when am I getting it back? That's like typical questions.
Yeah, that's like normal.
When somebody asks you to borrow money.
Exactly.
But I don't know. I feel like this is kind of like a setup sort of type of thing.
No, I don't think it was a setup. It was just a bad execution. Like, it was just stupid.
So when would you, like, if you were doing that type of test, like, when would you do that?
I don't even know. Say, like, if we was, like, on the spot, like, we went out to eat or some shit like that, or we went to do something, yeah. And I'd be like, oh, shit, I ain't got my wallet, or I left something at home. Like, I want to see. Like, that's a good response. Or a good, you know.
Yeah.
But what he did, that was just too much. It was stupid.
I feel like it was a lot, too.
Yeah. Or did you hear about the question, like, is it wrong to send, for a dude to send a girl home in an Uber if she don't,
if you don't have sex?
Yeah. But the circumstances of that was, it was something going around on Facebook, a little thing. Mm. She posted and said, wow, that's crazy.
Well, wait a minute. Before you start talking about it, say what the whole thing was about for people who haven't seen it.
That's where I'm starting at.
I'm sorry. I thought you were wanted to answer.
No. Oh yeah. So first she put it on Facebook and it's like wow, like dude's just gonna, you know, send me home because I don't want to fuck, like that's childish and crazy or whatever. And then his response was, well, don't ask to come over my house at 1 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, don't ask me to come over at 1 o'clock in the morning. Don't ask to do such and such and then not expect to do nothing. Like, he said, I sent you home in an Uber and I paid for it. I mean, I said, you're lucky I just didn't, like, just kick you out. It could have been a worse situation. And honestly, like, what do you feel about that situation? Like, was he wrong or was she wrong or what?
It depends. Like, if it depends on how long they were talking, it depends on what their relationship dynamic is. So, like, if they were a couple weeks in, maybe like a month in, and they didn't really hang out, and he said or she said, oh, I want to come over, and it's 1 a.m., of course, I mean, I would assume, if I was him, okay, she wants to come over and get some ass. But then again, I mean, if they were talking long term and they had already had sex, you know, if she's asking to come over at 1 o'clock in the morning, it could go either way. I also felt like you said, it could have went worse. I think it was nice that he was like, all right, you know, if you don't try to fuck. I mean, he was clear about his intentions. And he sent her home in an Uber. I mean, he paid for it. I mean, hey, it is what it is. And then she could even cut it off right there. But I mean, I just feel like you said, 1 o'clock in the morning.
And then, like, he went and got you. Like, you called him to come get you or text or whatever. He went and got you and came back to his house.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, he drove over there to pick her up.
So he was like, yeah, you can just go back. Like,
I don't know. I feel like with that, there's a lot of games, too. Because neither one of them, if I pick you up, we going to be talking. It's a reason why I need for sure proof that we going to be fucking if I'm going to pick you up. If that was his intentions. Because I'm not just going to go pick you up because you said. Because you don't know what she's thinking, too. So you could be like, oh, you know, I want to come over. I want to see you. She could literally want to just see you and want to just be with you.
So why don't we go back to the house?
If it's 1 o'clock in the morning, what the fuck else y'all going to do? Go to the house and chill. But if you like, oh, you know, you could text somebody like, yeah, I can't wait to see that ass. Or sexting beforehand. Then you go pick her up. You know, there's you're obviously going to get some ass. And even then, you still don't know. So, I don't know. I feel like it was kind of like both their faults.
I
feel like it was more, I mean, it could be his fault too, because he assumed just because of what time it was that he was going to get some ass.
I mean, I went on my way.
He needed to be more clear.
I guess. I don't agree, but I don't.
You said you, what did you think about it?
Simple, like, I went out my way, like, you asked me to do something, I went out my way. And then, like, you don't know what I got planned.
Did you go out of your way? You decided to go pick her up. She didn't ask you.
You asked.
She said she wanted to see you. She didn't say, come pick me up.
If you asked to come over, then that's what that means.
That does not mean that.
Well, what if she, you know, said, yeah, I do want to come over, but you got to come get me. Yeah, I think, you know what, that is dumb on his part. He fucking with a girl that ain't got no car.
Who said she don't have no car?
I mean, you had to go get her and send her home in Uber.
What do you think about this this situation with Blac Chyna suing the Kardashians
for the show? She's getting on my nerves. Because, yeah. Like, first, she did
that. We talked about this.
She did that child support shit with him and with Tiger and the Rob Kardashian dude, right? And then they put her on blast. Basically, like, they had their kids most of the time, and they pay for all of their expenses and school shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she got on with that. She fucked around and, like, I guess she had pulled a gun on Rob at one point. She said that, like, she was playing her. It was a joke. I'm like, what? The fuck? And also her getting her cars repoed. And then her saying she ain't paid taxes in years.
So here's the thing with that. Like, she's suing them about a show.
What show?
Rob and Chyna. That show was on TV. But I feel like the only reason it got the attention it did was because the whole situation with Tyga, and that was around the time Tyga was dating Kylie. And Blac Chyna got pregnant by Rob. So it was like a big, like, scandal. And I feel like people only watched the show because of the scandal. I feel like if it was still on now, I don't think anybody would be paying that much attention to it.
Bro, I don't know. But if she didn't get properly paid, then...
Well, she said because the Kardashians basically... They wanted to get Rob out of that relationship, and whoever was doing the show stopped the filming of the show because the Kardashians was like, no, like, this is not gonna happen because of the whole situation where she strangled him with a charger and the gun thing. So she's basically saying that
so they
took money out of her pocket
because they didn't finish the
filming the show. Because they stopped it.
Well, if she got proof that they told them to halt production and stop filming it, then yeah, she got a legitimate case about it. I agree.
But they're saying that they stopped it because it was a toxic relationship. Basically, it was taking their brother out of a toxic situation.
But what about day shows? Day shows ain't nothing but toxic situations. Like, that's a good argument.
Well, the one, toxic situations to who?
The one that, what's his name? Disick. The oldest one in the Disick dude. That shit, this was getting wild.
Well, she married now. She married to Travis Barker.
Chloe and Lamar. That shit was wild. And the fallout between that, it was all everywhere. Like, you know, all the Kim's fallouts and shit. Like, they had some toxic situations for sure.
So, not like that. Nobody was getting charges wrapped around their neck and guns held to their head.
Motherfucker was overdosing.
Who? On the show?
Not on the show, but it ended up becoming a thing. Like, once they was, once she had to go get them and help them, you know what I'm saying? It just became a thing. Like, there's something that they had on their show. Just like all the shit that just recently happened with her and Kanye and Pete Davidson and all of that. They was coming out with their show on Hulu was about to come out, bro. Like, all of that bullshit, all that Kanye shit that was just recently just disappeared out of nowhere. You see how they just disappeared, right? Out of the news and shit after they was, like, in the news almost every day for a few months in a row, right? It just disappeared. And the reason they disappeared because all of that shit is on their show now because their show is out. What are you doing?
Nothing. I was looking at some bullshit.
And it's gonna happen again. Like, they media cycle gonna cycle and like they only take a few months off and then they gonna come right back with a whole bunch of shit like 4 months in a row.
Yeah.
And then a new season gonna come out and then they gonna be dead because everything gonna be on the TV show.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
And motherfuckers fall for it all the time.
Yeah, because they said they were ending. Well, this is the last season. But then they were just switching networks.
Exactly. Because they wasn't getting paid like they thought they should have been getting paid. And Hulu, I mean, Hulu going to pay them because guess who run Hulu?
Yeah.
Disney run Hulu. So they got that basically unlimited funding.
Okay. Anything else in media you want to talk about?
I mean, that offhand, if you got something, you know.
No, I think I talked about everything that I can get off the top of the head right now.
All right, yeah, because you had a little bit of drinks, you've been drinking.
I do got a little situation, though.
What's up?
Okay, so one of my coworkers.
I wouldn't even say that, bro. That's not even a coworker. Like, it's just somebody you know, you frequent with, that you're cool with.
Well, I already said it, so. Anyways, one of my coworkers. I have two jobs, so you don't know which job I'm talking about. Anyways, one of my coworkers has been married for... Shut up. Has been married for 28 years.
Damn.
And her husband basically kind of like checked out of the marriage years ago. Checked out sexually, basically. So she's a traveling nurse. And she pretty much was like, when he first checked out, they were, he got sick. Turns out the medication that he took when he got sick was causing him to have erectile dysfunction. So, you know, she travels a lot. Like, every few months. She'll be somewhere for, like, 6 months at a time. She'll move again. She'll be somewhere, like, 3 months at a time. So, within... I guess she said for 3 years she was trying to get back on track with her husband with, you know, him taking his medication. She was trying to see doctors. She was trying to basically get him back on track. But he was making it like it was her problem. like, kind of like, well, you're the only one that has a problem with it. And
she's what? Like, not having sex?
Yeah. So she's like, well, we're not having sex. So, you know, she was really, she had got depressed and got all upset or whatever. But now, this is maybe like 6-7 years later, she pretty much, she met somebody while she was traveling. And her and this person basically have like a long distance type thing. But he also is a traveling nurse. So she met another traveling nurse. So when they meet up in the same cities or whatever, you know, it is what it is. So do you think she's wrong for that? Now, like I said, she tried 3 years. She tried to go to doctors and see, but her husband wasn't feeling like going to doctors to see what was going on or get his medicine changed or whatever. But she kind of like got this thing with this person long distance. And even sometimes, like when he's on vacation and she's working, he'll travel to the city where she is. And they kind of been talking since, I think she said, for 2 or 3 years now.
I mean, honestly, like, I remember you told me the story. Honestly, I was thinking, well, damn, she fucked up. Like,
yeah, because...
But then I didn't know that, like, they figured out kind of what the issue was, and she was trying to get them to resolve the issue. Like, hey, we can work through this. Like, we know what it is. We can switch our medication, or we can find other means. And he just said, well, that's your problem. Like, you got the issue with it. I don't. And it's like, what? Like, yeah. I don't get it. Like,
3 years without sex? That's a long time.
Yeah, so, I mean, I kind of understood where she was coming from.
Yeah, and she said even within those 3 years, she was, like, depressed and, you know, trying to figure out if it was her and, you know, things like that. So, but, because she would always talk about this other guy, and I'm like, well, what about your husband? Like, what, you know, why, what, and she finally broke it down to me, like, you know, this is what happened, this is why I do what I do. I'm like, okay, that makes sense.
But then again, why don't they just, like...
I mean, they got businesses, you know,
I mean,
they got kids, so I don't know, I don't know if they're, I didn't ask all that, but I just thought this situation was like, wow, you know?
Yeah, that's some shit you see in a TV show.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be a good season of a TV show.
I don't know. If you guys out there that are listening, if you had any similar situations like this, or you know somebody that has similar situations, you could send us a email, because I really would love to talk more about this. Anyways, we could go to Baywatch, Shoot the Shit edition.
We ain't really watched it together in a minute.
Now, I've been watching the Big Mouth spinoff, Human Resources.
Yeah.
Which, bitch, like, I've been in my feels watching that.
Hold on, first of all, I've never heard you say feels. Just say feelings, bro.
I've been in my feels watching it. Like, it's been a couple episodes where I was like, oh my God. Like it really makes you think. Like, it's kind of like, what's that movie Disney came out with all the different feelings in the head? Inside Out. It's kind of like Inside Out, but like a raunchy adult version of Inside Out. Because it did. Because, is it Nick Kroll? Shout out to Nick Kroll for this.
Yeah,
because
they got different. It got like the, what is it? Hormone monsters. I don't know. You know all the people.
So it got the hormone monsters, the love bugs, and then it shows like different characters. Like, it's this guy named Keith from Grief. And he's like shaped like a sweater with legs, and he's like Grief. And in one of the episodes, it was the guy and his mom was dying, but he was like trying to avoid the fact that his mom was dying. So grief was like really nice and sweet, but when he tried to avoid him, he gets bigger and like overcrowds your life. It's like, but you're trying to avoid it.
I get it. Okay.
So I'm like, oh, grief. Like, that's what grief does. Like, the more you try to avoid it, the more it, like, sticks in your face. Also, one of the people on the episode had postpartum depression. And she pretty much was kind of, like, in a sea in her bed. An ocean. It was, like, a big-ass ocean. And she was sitting there. And she was, like, alone. And then, you know, the anxiety is the little mosquitoes that come around. And they start saying, like, what if this, what if that, you know. And I guess she finally talked to her husband about it at some point in the episode. It was, like, a big, long episode. And towards the end of the episode, it showed the husband in the bed, in the ocean with her. It's, like, he's riding this wave with her. This postpartum wave. It was just, like. Like, it was really, it's actually a really good show. And it kind of, like, gets people in touch with their feelings. Like, well, for me at least, it got me, like, thinking, like, damn, like, it was one of the ladies on there, she had Alzheimer's. And she could talk to the love bug. She made sense to the love bug. But to everybody else, she didn't. And he was there, like, her whole life. So he was, like, remembering things with her. And once her memories started breaking down and she couldn't remember things, that's when he knew she was dying. Which was the one guy who was, it was his mom who was avoiding the grief. So it's actually, it's really good. But it also has that big mouth raunchiness where they...
Yesterday I was watching it. It was like dicks boxing, jacking each other off. I'm like, the fuck is yes. this?
Yes, but it also has like, kind of like, it's like, and I even went on Twitter just to see how other people feel about it. And everybody was like, I didn't plan on crying watching Big Mouth. And today, Human Resources. And I'm watching it and I'm like, my eyes is watering while I'm watching it today. And I'm like, oh my God, this is... But it's a really good show, honestly.
Yeah, if y'all watch Big Mouth originally...
If you like Big Mouth...
But it's unexpected because you think it's going to be like exactly like Big Mouth.
But even with Big Mouth, you got little messages in there too. But I feel like this is more... depicting on the messages than
this is more like what
each sex and horniness.
Big Mouth is just a fucking orgy of a TV show.
I mean, yeah, but they still have messages. I feel like in Big Mouth.
But still, Big Mouth, the whole show, they had messages, but the whole message just was around hormones and sex.
Yeah,
this one right here is actually like in touch with your feelings and emotions.
But it's also around hormones and sex too.
Yeah, but that's like a small section.
Real Housewives of Atlanta is coming back May 1st.
Yeah, that shit.
May 1st is coming back, and Marlo finally has a peach.
Okay, what does that mean?
Marlo has been a friend of the show for probably 10 years. Not even exaggerating.
She's like on the show.
Okay, maybe 5. Maybe 8 years. Yeah, she's actually on the show. We get to go into her life and snore, her house.
Snore.
You said snore.
Yeah, snore.
Okay, we're going to be watching it, so you need to pay attention. Drew Sidora is back. So it's a new character on there. I feel like she's a track star. I don't have the exact, because, you know, this is a shoot the shit episode. I don't have the exact credentials of this girl.
So you shouldn't even go into detail like that.
But I feel like she was on Basketball Wives as a friend of the show before.
Bro, I don't know what to tell you.
Like, kind of shop around, like, new episode. Like, she was, like, trying to shop around reality shows. And now she's actually on one. But I don't know. I'll get back to me on that one.
Yeah, get back to you on that one. One show that I have been watching, I've been watching season 3 of this show, which I kind of like stayed away from it. Because, honestly, the show is called Black Jesus. It's a fucking hilarious show. But I stayed away from it because when the third season was coming out, that's around when Charlie Murphy died. Mm-hmm. And Charlie Murphy was one of the characters on the show. And then, almost in the same breath, when I was like, okay, I'm about to work up the nerve to watch it, let me watch the show. Then Pops died. John Witherspoon died. And like Charlie Murphy's character never made it to season 3, but John Witherspoon's character was on season 3. And it was just like, damn, like, and I stayed away from watching it. I think it came out in 2019. That's when season 3 came out. So I've been keeping a watch on that show. I'm watching season 3. I got like one episode left. And that's a real good show. I mean, it's always a message because he's like black. He Jesus, but he a nigga. So it's like, yeah, like everything he do is like teach people lessons. People pray to him. He help. He'll, you know, he do everything Jesus do. But then again, he like a fucking 6'3 black dude with sandals and a robe and a perm. Basically. And like what they do is like he ain't got no job. He get high and shit like. And he kick it in the hood, but he actually helped people out and do good shit. And it's just a funny show as hell. The dude is on Slink Johnson. He a comedian. He funny as fuck. And then you had like people like Charlie Murphy, Pops. It's kind of an off-brand movie, like TV show. Like the first season, it just looked like some motherfucker shot it with like a good iPhone. And it pretty much kind of keep that same feel, but it's, you're not looking at it just for how the way it look, it's actually like the message and the comedy into it. But it's good as hell. It's on HBO Max. It was on Adult Swim. Like I doubt if they're gonna do a season 4 just because like everything that happened to it.
Yeah. What else have we been watching?
It's kind of been a slow week, like, slow. Like, the last thing, I don't know, did we talk when I watched, I can got back into wrestling a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, WrestleMania, what's the name? Roman Reigns beat Brock Lesnar, he got both of those belts. And now, it's like his cousin's turn. They're trying to get the tag team belts on, like, the next pay-per-view.
Yeah. I feel like I'm missing the movie. I know
the Black Lady Sketch Show. That's what.
We oh watched. Yeah. Oh my God, that shit was funny. Yeah, oh, actually, and the Gary Owens. We watched the Gary Owens stand up.
Yeah, like, that I was didn't pretty know that funny. Came on. Like that was hilarious.
That was pretty funny. He's talking about current events because I think it came out with November last year.
No, I think it might came out. It was close to either November last year or close to sometime this year. Like January, February, something. Between November and February.
And that's on...
That's on Showtime.
Showtime. So if you're looking for a good stand-up to watch, that one's pretty good.
It's he's real current. Like, he's talking about his divorce. He's talking about COVID. It's a good one. COVID, first 48.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. One thing is like that Batman movie came out on HBO Max. It came out like what, April? I don't know. It's been out for a minute, and I can't watch it. I don't know why. Like I can never make it through the movie. Like
and you fall asleep.
Yeah, it's like I fall asleep, and I think I'm too comfortable because the movie is like a 3-hour movie, but I always make it like a good hour and a half. Into it, and I can never make it past that. It's crazy to me.
It's pretty long though.
I think I should have went to a movie theater to see it, because then it's like I know I'm gonna sit there and watch it if I'm in a movie theater, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm at home, so I know if I can't, it's always available, and then I won't be at my most comfortable.
Yeah.
So that's probably why it's like it's always gonna be available. I feel like
it's very long. That's how come I didn't start it. I mean, I have to really be focused to watch that, I feel like.
And I put two incidences to where, like, I had the perfect timing to sit down and watch it twice, to where I knew I set time aside to watch it. Both times, I was out. Damn. the fuck? Anyway, yeah, both times I fell asleep. And I, not to mind you, like, I try to watch it other times, but it's two specific times that I set time aside. You're like, okay, I got this space. Let me try to watch this movie. And it didn't happen. Oh, shit. A kid is up. Yeah, I hate when that happened. Now y'all probably hear the fan from upstairs.
Well, listen, we're about to end it anyways. This is a pretty good episode. I feel like we did pretty good without any papers.
I don't know.
I mean, it's probably a little shorter, but hey. No Filter, the podcast. That's No Filter, THEE podcast at gmail.com. If you guys have anything you want to say about our show, if you want to send in a letter, let us know what you think about the show. Any topics that we talked about, let us know. Anything else you want to say before we get up out of here?
I don't know. Like, playoffs, first round, looking pretty good. Unfortunately, the Lakers not in it. The Nets.
Okay. LeBron needs a break.
The Nets just got beat. The Falcons just got beat. And John Morant, he's just a different type of dude out there, man.
Okay. I don't know who that is, but...
Yeah, she don't know that I'm talking about, yeah.
All right, so fuck
the kids. Somebody's burped. Anyway, yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, I guess we will see you guys next time. Thanks for listening, and we really appreciate your time.
Yeah.
Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at nofilterpod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. You can also make your own podcast, too, if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.